provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. I don't want you to take this wrong, but God's way or the highway? We tend to, you know, there's a tendency often for many to settle for 30-fold. The blade. Amen. Some go to 60, but God wants you to press on into 100-fold. Receive full inheritance. 1 Corinthians chapter, I think it's chapter 13. Is it 15? No, chapter 15. Let me see which one it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he have put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Okay? Now, I just kind of pack that in. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse 25. Now we're going to get into the teeth of this message. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 25. I think I want to go there. This is our pivotal verse right here. This is our pivotal verse. How we are weak and yet strong at the same time. How we are sheep but yet lions. The Lamb of God, the Lion of Judah. Here in verse 25 of 1 Corinthians, we read, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. I want you to just chomp on that verse for just a few minutes. Now, this verse tells us that God has some foolishness. It also tells us God has some weakness. Is your Bible reading like my Bible? Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. Now, let me drive this home to you. There's a weakness that comes from God. Paul experienced it. We just talked about it. Therefore will I glory in whatever state I find myself. I'll glory in infirmity. I'll glory in persecution. I'll glory in these things because when I am weak, then am I strong. Isn't that strange? there is a weakness that comes from God that is stronger than any strength you can have. See, there is a measure of strength that you carry. I don't mean without God necessarily, but let me say without God. There's some stuff you can get in your flesh, and you can argue with somebody and intimidate them and you know, take over, dominate. But that's not the righteousness of God, the way God does things right. And so it won't produce the result. Are you following me? It's important that what we experience is the fruit of our obedience. That's how we truly impact. That's how we are truly change agents and shakers and movers. That's how God does some permanent things in your life. There is a foolishness that comes from God that is wiser than any wisdom that you or I could ever have. Remember, there's no counsel against God. The weakness and foolishness of God found their full expression in the cross. Now stay with me. In the cross. Now think about it a moment. If you wrote the Bible, don't lie, you'd have wrote it different than it's written now. I'd have taken the word suffering out. I'd have taken this out. I'd have changed that around. I said, okay, here's the Bible. But the fullness or the full expression of it was found in the cross. The wisdom, the foolishness, the weakness. God triumphed over all the strength and all the wisdom of this world in the cross. Jesus was crucified in weakness. No one took his life. He laid it down. Hear me. He laid it down. He was crucified in weakness, resurrected in strength. You see the progression here. When we enter our secret place, intimacy with God, we yield ourselves to God. I'm not there trying to tell God unless I've been brought on his counsel. Then we have conversation. He won't know what you think. But until then, stop trying to boss God around. In that intimate place is where you yield to God. That's where you become weak. That's where, see, there's a grace that covers you there. You can talk to God about anything, and the devil can't listen in on a bunch of stuff and use that against you. No, God has a grace over you. That's between you and Abba. You've entered a throne room there. So it was in the cross that he triumphed over all the strength and the wisdom of the world. Your strength and personality can take you only so far. And it can take you somewhere, because there's some with strong personalities. There's some people that are strong. Just strong. They've been through so much in life, they're just strong. You got to be able to discern that strength from God's strength. Not many noble, not many wise, not many strong are called. Because they'll tend to get in God's way. God says, my strength, well, let me say, your strength and personality can take you only so far. And if you wish, you can stop there. And that's what many people do. They get satisfied with where their strength took them. Like the Israelites in the desert, they never got out of the desert. They were satisfied with the quail. They were satisfied with getting water out the rock. They forgot about what God had given them, told them, and promised them. How many today, you know, with all that's whirling around us, have lost sight of the promise and are just settling now? I want to give you that key into the secret place. Let me say it again. Your strength and personality can take you only so far. And if you want to, you can stop where your personality and your gifting, your skill set, and your strength take you. But see, there's somewhere God wants to take you, much further than that. Your eyes haven't seen. Your ears haven't heard. Neither is it in your heart. Well, God has prepared for you. But so many just settle for church. You understand what I mean? Instead of becoming the church. Settle for a little manipulation, a little intimidation, a little favor there. When God says, no, I have so much more for you. I want your obedience. I want you to see and experience what your obedience to me will do. So we're not concerned about controlling people, getting favor with people. Paul said it this way in Galatians 1:10, if I yet please men, do I seek to please men or God? For if I yet please men, I cannot be the servant of God. See, God wants you to get real with him so that you are out to please him and him alone, and all the other stuff will follow you. And that way you stay free. Nobody can buy you. Can't be bought or sold. I've been already bought with a price. My ear has been, amen, has been put a lobe in it. I'm already somebody's slave. Ah, y'all ain't hear me. You belong to God now. But all that comes through character development. Because some folk will sell out on God. Your strength and your personality, God gave you that. That can take you somewhere. It can. But it can only take you so far. Remember Lazarus. It's interesting that Jesus allowed him to be dead 4 days. When he heard about it, when he got sick. And Lazarus, I'll say it this way, was his buddy. They were good friends. And when Lazarus got sick, Jesus waited 2 more days. What kind of friend is that? He know all I got to do is speak the word. He can heal me. He let him die. Somebody say he died. To Lazarus. Then here comes Jesus. Yes, and everybody thinking, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother Lazarus wouldn't have died. Jesus got a little disturbed. He said, you know he'll be in the resurrection. She said, I know he'll rise in the resurrection. He said, well, I am. You don't quite understand what I'm doing right now. See, in order to have resurrection, there's got to be a death. Come on. I said, in order to resurrect, see, some folk just trying to put a little something on, you know, cologne. But you ain't died. Look at this. When Lazarus died and Jesus, you know the story. Lazarus, come forth. When he came forth, something happened. Because you read on and what happens? The Jews heard about him in Jerusalem. They heard about him all over. They heard about Lazarus being raised. They came from all over the place to see Lazarus. When Lazarus was resurrected, every time you saw Lazarus, you saw Jesus. In other words, he had a whole other realm and space and place. So they came to see Lazarus, but they believed on Jesus. That was the difference. See, resurrection will point people to Jesus. Not to your personality, not to your strength, not to your ego, not to your skill set, not to how you got it going on.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.